Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Sam.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, eh? Just hanging out, vibing.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear. Would a probiotic rice snack sound interesting or edible to you?
Absolutely not. I don't like anything with probiotics in it. Get those away from my face.
They're honest.
I want processed foods.
They're just chips, but they're so weird. Like, they look, they're hexagonal shaped. They've got like green powder on them. It's not a good time.
The worst colour powder.
Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate this, Sam. We're not here to talk about rice snacks, though. We are here to talk about good TV and what is happening in the world of telly.
So I have been holding off on reviewing this for a while until most of the episodes were out, and they finally are almost all out. I'm reviewing Reservation Dogs on Disney Plus, which some people will know about, some people won't. It's basically a show centered around four Native American teenagers, and they're on like a quest to save money to move to California to get out of their Oklahoman reservation. And the majority of the cast and all the lead characters are all Native American. All the writers and directors are Native American, and it's executive produced by Taika Waititi. So it's created by Taika Waititi and Sterling Harjo, who is a Native American filmmaker and director and writer and all of that good stuff. And such an enjoyable show.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've only seen good reviews and I haven't started watching it yet, but it is, you know, one of those things where I think it's got so much expectation put on it now that I'm glad to hear it's kind of living up to it.
Yeah, so all the reviews that I've seen, they talk about how this is kind of like one of the first depictions of real life, modern day Native American, Indigenous American lifestyles, especially from a youth perspective. And that is entirely true. Like, I haven't seen anything like this show before. As someone from Aotearoa, you can obviously draw parallels with our Indigenous communities with this. But obviously there are like different nuances and an entirely different backdrop when it comes to Indigenous Americans, which we'll all kind of be aware of. And I think this show, I started watching the first three episodes, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm getting this. I'm watching. I wasn't really like enraptured. I was waiting for it to either like pick a lane, because it does describe itself as a gritty coming of age comedy that's like dark and like obviously deals with some sensitive subject matter, but also, you know, tries to have a good time. But also, you know, they're a gang who is trying to, you know, engage in petty crime to save up for their trip to California. And I wasn't seeing a lot of that. And I was like, where is this? When is this going to grab me? Like, when am I going to be like, oh yeah, okay, like I'm fully on board, like I fully understand what's going on, I'm fully, you know, immersed in this story. And it took quite a while. There's a lot of setup in this show. There's a lot of like, here's the scene, and here's the scene, and here's like a little window into these lives, which isn't a bad thing, but can sometimes take like the less inclined viewer to follow all the way through.
I see, yeah.
So I'm letting everyone know that's listening, do follow through, because the show is very much worth following through.
Excellent.
Episode 6 really, really got me. Episode 3 is really funny. Episode 7, which I just watched last night, really, really got me. So there's some really brilliant stuff. And for these young actors, just some amazing performances. Like, honestly, unreal.
Because the cast, I mean, the central cast, they're all teenagers, eh? And it is very much focused around that world and that experience, which I think what I've seen a lot of people talking about is how honest it feels, and also there is humour, but it is very much in that, I guess, if here in Aotearoa we're used to the way Taika makes movies, he really sort of packages truths that are hard to swallow in this kind of joyful comedy, and suddenly you've gone from having a laugh to having a big fat cry and
big old tearjerker.
Is this kind of one of those situations, Sam?
Yeah, it definitely harkens. It's definitely got the flavor of like Hunt for the Wilder People or Boy, like embedded into it. And I think it's really nice for us as Kiwis to have Taika, who's such a vocal voice for Indigenous communities, to be involved in this like Americanized production, because this is obviously very true to the American experience, and we get to see just a little bit into it, and really get like his his storytelling style that we know so well to like kind of spoon feed us this different story that we wouldn't know as well. And I just enjoy it. Like, I have nothing more to say apart from like, well, I do have more to say because I'm on the radio, but don't stop listening, listeners. But it's just like very, very wholesome, and I really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if it's like my favorite show of the year or a show that I would particularly be like stunned by if it wasn't for this subject matter and this like pioneering, trailblazing style of it, but I'm really enjoying it. I think everyone should watch it.
Do you think it's going to get a second season? Do we know if it's getting a second season yet?
I don't know. See, because this is the thing. It's an FX and Hulu production, which is airing here in New Zealand on Disney Plus. So it's not necessarily like a Disney show,
right?
Disney owns FX now because the FX is Fox. I don't really understand. I don't really understand the streaming services.
All the
anymore
corporations are eating each other. It's a
honestly
end of the world vibe.
They're eating their own tail. But I'm sure it will. I think this show definitely deserves a second season, and I think there's so much more to tell, especially if the first season's all based around getting us into these characters' lives, as opposed to like trying to go from story beat to story beat to story beat, because it does kind of have this meandering, just watch the story play out kind of vibe, instead of being like, here's the situation for this week and here's how we're going to solve it and this is the thing that's happening, which I think I prefer, because I just think for the lesser engaged viewer, they might be like, nothing's really happened yet. And I'm
I feel like
stuff has happened.
The last show we sort of had this discussion around was Schitt's Creek, which is one of those shows that once you've watched it, you love it, and it's very hard to convince people to start watching it because you have to buy in to the first like 5 or 6 episodes where they're basically just like establishing everything. And you know, I think we're so used to expecting a show should catch you straight away in whatever way it does, that if you have to like let it warm up, it's somehow a failing of the show. But I think that's the only other TV show I can think of where I ended up absolutely loving it, and every time I try and recommend it to a friend, they're like, oh, I got a bit bored in the first 2 episodes. I'm like, keep going, promise you it will get so much better.
That is the conversation that we had about Schitt's Creek.
And it took you a while, and now
I love it. Look at me now.
Exactly.
I think it's that thing of like some shows do it really cheekily where they like set up a murder at the beginning and then tell you the story of how we got to that murder or how we got to this crime scene, because that's what hooks you in. You're like, I want to know the answer to this mystery. And the show does it very subtly, and I'm not going to mention what like the mystery is or what you learn about throughout the show, but there is something set up in the first episode that does really pay off throughout the episodes in a quiet, gentle and like fulfilling way that feels more realistic than the kind of hyper crazy other shows that we sometimes watch.
Totally. And I think it's nice to tap into a different pace of storytelling as well sometimes, particularly with TV, and at the moment when we've got so much time, but also it's kind of exhausting to give any time to any particular thing. It's nice to have something that is just sort of meandering in a direction. Directionful is not a word. With direction and purpose. It's a nice way to be watching TV when we're sort of used to just being able to binge stuff from start to finish, and it's kind of more intense and more sort of junk foody almost.
Yeah, and these episodes are all about 30 minutes, so like very easy watch, but they all pack quite a bit of a punch and tell like a complete story within the episodes as well. So I think it's a great show, and I definitely recommend it. I haven't seen many of my friends or my circle really talking about it, so I'd like to get the word out and be like, hey, this is actually a show that you should plug your ears and eyes into.
Excellent. So Reservation Dogs, which is, as you say, on Disney Plus in Aotearoa?
Yes.
Fantastic.
7 episodes out now, I think 2 more to come.
Nice. Someone says the mayor of Schitt's Creek gives them the shits. Yes. Definitely got a vibe about him.
Oh my god, I was just picturing a collab between the mayor of Easttown and Schitt's Creek, and
Whoa.
Blew my mind.
I can kind of, that feels like an SNL skit waiting to happen, I have to say.
Hey, get me on the show.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure. What are you going to be getting up to this weekend?
Sitting in my house.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah, crazy, right?
We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you for your recommendation. See you later.
Miss y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very